This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. We get closer and closer as the clock is ticking on a new administration. And the big news, it was expected, but now it's official. Donald Trump names his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as a senior advisor. So pretty influential. He will have a massive role, obviously. His real estate company all pushed aside for now. He and his wife, Ivanka, moving to Washington, D.C., so this was inevitable that this was what the plan was. It was just, I guess, a question of what the title would be. It is a great question to ask all of you, fair or foul, nepotism at its very finest. And, of course, listen, nepotism exists where? Well, that would be everywhere. So it's kind of a mixed bag on Kushner. And, you know, here's what I would say. He can appoint who he wants to. You know how that phrase is, they serve at the pleasure of the president. Ivanka played a significant role in advising her father during the campaign, but she's not taking any kind of a formal White House position. You know, obviously she's got three young children, moving the family from New York to Washington, you know, that kind of thing. There could be somebody that could challenge Kushner's eligibility for the White House because of a 1967 law that not too many people are talking about. It was supposed to bar government officials from hiring their relatives. Kushner's lawyer, Jamie Gorelick, argued that the law does not apply to the West Wing. She cited a later congressional measure to allow the president unfettered and sweeping authority in hiring staff, and we've been talking about this. So it is a great question for all of you, fair or foul, to bring the son-in-law into the West Wing. 855-266-5283. Joining us now from Washington is our pal Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, this has to be what's pinging on everybody's radar. We knew that there were rumors about this and it was probably going to happen, but he's going to be a senior advisor. Do you think there's any way somebody is going to be able to stop that?
It does not look like there's any traditional recourse in order to stop this. Obviously he's not going to be going up for a confirmation hearing since there's just no confirmation process when it comes to special advisors or chiefs of staff or people who serve in non-cabinet roles. So Congress probably isn't going to be able to step in here. There's a possibility that there could be a court case brought against this if they believe it's the case. But, that's something that's up in the air right now since, as you mentioned, this is very much a legal gray area. One of those things that for years people just kind of presumed would never actually be an issue since, most presidents have just kind of conducted themselves in accordance to what the, Congressional Ethics Office says or, other ethical, watchdogs that are out there. But in this instance, this seems like an administration that's pretty willing to flaunt the status quo for better or for worse.
Boy, that's the truth. Well put. So in the meantime, no VA secretary has been named yet. What do you think's going on there? There was rumors about Sarah Palin. There was rumors about all kinds of different people possibly getting that gig. What do you hear?
Early on we had a trial balloon for one of the, Trump's, acquaintances in the business world that didn't necessarily go very well. So I think there's kind of an acknowledgement here that this is a position that, nobody wants to get wrong. Trump, for all of these sort of statements he's made in the campaign trail and stuck with and somebody he's gone against, is obviously going to be under a lot of scrutiny over who he appoints to fill in for, VA secretary. I would imagine he probably wants to get somebody who has some, military experience or at least experience with military families. And I'd imagine that this is something that he is going to be taking pretty seriously, pretty heavily, probably more so than a lot of other positions that he's filled so far, since, this is one thing that he has kind of attacked the Obama administration for time and time again, sort of, irresponsible management of the VA, as he puts it. So I think this may be a pretty rare instance of Trump actually trying to, slow his role and, take his time with this and make sure he actually comes to a pretty well-thought-out decision.
Yeah, going in a different direction, the daily Trumpism through the miracle of the Twittersphere, Trump blasting Meryl Streep for what she said at the Golden Globe speech. He called her overrated. But then there was footage of him when he was asked about who did he like in Hollywood and who did he admire and that kind of thing, where he clearly is saying Meryl Streep, Meryl Streep, Meryl Streep, like, you know, a couple of different times.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of the new normal, I guess. This is probably what we're going to be, living with for the next few years. This sort of instance where you, have somebody who's held in pretty high regard by Trump at some point and then is, suddenly taken down a notch once there's a modicum of criticism that comes out. I guess probably the clearest example, although not as bizarre as him going after a Hollywood actress, would be what we saw with him and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz and him had what looked like to be a, pretty classical political bromance. They were appearing together at rallies. They were kind of praising each other off and on. And then suddenly when it came down to the Iowa primary and Ted Cruz had the audacity to give some, pretty mild criticism against Trump, we suddenly saw the, knives coming out on the Trump campaign, on Trump's Twitter, Lion Ted suddenly flying out there. So it just kind of shows how, being in Trump's good graces is something that, is not necessarily a guarantee.
What about the reaction to the U.S. intelligence on the Russian hacks? Are we going to hear more on that, do you think, to still investigating it?
I think we're going to hear more on Trump's reaction to that on Wednesday when he holds the press conference. On Sunday we had Lance Priebus, who is the incoming chief of staff, the current chair of the RNC, saying that he believes that Trump has now accepted the intelligence. We haven't really gotten any further conclusion on that from Trump himself. And beyond the Trump team, we also had congressional Democrats coming out today. We had members of both the House and the Senate coming together and pushing for a bipartisan independent committee, rather, to examine the interference of Russia in the election, saying they're not trying to relitigate it, but just want to ensure that this does not happen again. And that's something that the report itself pretty much spelled out clearly, the fact that Russia probably learned from this and may be willing to try this again, if not with the U.S., then certainly with other world governments, most likely Germany or other states out there that are allies to the U.S.
Yeah, and one last thing, Trump's pick for the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, of course, kicked off the week of the confirmation hearings. Any chatter about that?
It's going to be interesting. We have, Cory Booker, who's going to be apparently testifying against Jeff Sessions. We have John Lewis, the civil rights icon, who is a congressman from Georgia, who is going to be testifying as well. A lot of this is being rooted in, some of the revelations that came out during his initial confirmation hearing in the 80s, where it showed that he was, to use the word to move around it, he was racially insensitive is sort of the word that's usually describing it. Pointing to some of the rulings he made that seemed to be, pretty racist on the face of it, and is something that has certainly irked a lot of people who are just kind of watching this from an outsider perspective. The fact that he was already deemed to be, not appropriate for a federal judgeship, but now it's definitely up to fill the DOJ position. So I think this is going to be a pretty fiery hearing.
I think so, too. Justin Duckham, thanks. We got to fly. We appreciate you, buddy. We'll be back on the flip
Thank
side.
You.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopia.
I just like that tune. I gotta tell you, tough to interrupt him. I would jump in here and do some karaoke, but I am wicked awful when it comes to carrying a tune. All right, so it's all about this nepotism thing. Are you buying it? Are you plagued with it? The problems over the son-in-law working in the White House, or who cares? Much ado about nothing. It could be something, blah, 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 yes or no. Critics are saying, well, he's going to be able to exert power over domestic and foreign policy, especially Middle East issues, trade negotiation. That's going to be under his guise. And I don't know. It seems to me, I'm just saying, it seems to me that we have three branches of government, and when people panic immediately when they hear that, because first of all, we knew this. So we knew this, that was happening. It was pretty much said as soon as he was elected president. So this isn't a blow away shocker to me, but some of what I'm reading, some of the posts of what I'm reading is interesting. I just kind of scoured journalism, right? So the Washington Post says Trump to name son-in-law Jared Kushner a senior advisor. And then they talked about experts questioning whether this job is going to run up against this anti-nepotism law. And then talked about the fact that the daughter is not going to have any any sway whatsoever or say. And then again, talked about his advice during the campaign, and that the attorney, which I already mentioned, Jamie Gorelick, said that he's preparing to resign from his business and he's going to divest from it, from his assets and foreign investments and all that kind of stuff, which is what you would have to do. And the lawyer is pretty confident that the anti-nepotism statute won't cover this appointment. Even though she says, you know, some lawyers are going to take the opposite view. So, because his family has donated to causes in Israel, including West Bank settlements that have been branded illegal by the United Nations and played a role as a Middle East policy advisor, that also raises red flags for the critics. Trump said, listen, he's been a tremendous asset, a trusted advisor throughout the campaign and transition. I am proud to have him in a key leadership role in my administration. The 67, see, here's what happened. The 67, so you get it. The 67 anti-nepotism statute came out because it was after President John F. Kennedy named his brother as Attorney General. Yeah, you remember that, Robert. So it then forbid public officials from hiring people, you know, members, family members in agencies or offices they oversee, and it explicitly listed son-in-law as prohibited. So Richard Painter, Norman Eisen, who served as chief White House ethics lawyers under George W. Bush and Obama, say they counseled White House people to avoid appointing relatives to West Wing jobs, especially. Gorelick says it's not even a close call. That it doesn't make any sense. Well, it's not saying it doesn't make sense. It's saying it's just not even a close call. So, you know, there was even the thing about Hillary Clinton. Remember the health care panel? And they looked at that law then. So I think the law is probably on his side. Because of Clinton, for one. I just don't think so. And especially as long as everything's divested. So they won't be able to go after that. Because, of course, then it wouldn't work at all. But if he recuses himself from anything with direct impact, then I guess it flies. But let me tell you, there have been like 5,000 comments on this. So nobody's jumping on this show to ring the phones off the hook to talk about it. I did get a couple of emails because, you know, so many people communicate through emails. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, or you can dive on the digits 855-266-5283. And so the a couple of people said, I was looking at some of the comments. I'll tell you what some of the comments said and then a couple of the emails that I got. Somebody wrote, Obama brought a family member into the White House, Michelle's mother. Then somebody else wrote, nothing has stopped him from doing as he pleases. Laws mean nothing to him now and will mean nothing to him later unless they're the ones that he'll impose on the rest of us. Then somebody else posted, Kushner is working for no salary. As a matter of fact, if Kushner is required the opposite, contributing to the White House expenses instead of drawing a salary, he'd love to spend $10 million from his own pocket because his main goal is to work as the chief resident Hasparat as a proxy for the Israeli regime. So now there's criticism over that. Then there's what kind of qualifications does he have to be a White House advisor? And then there are comments like this one. Let's see. Let me give you a couple more. Oh, like I said, I saw so many comments. Some of the most comments that I've ever seen. So then how about this? Oh, he's getting paid somehow. And then there is, fascinating that liberals were celebrating the fact that Bill Clinton was going to return to the White House, anointed by Hillary in her campaign as in charge of economy, and Hillary's work as a health care point person in Bill's White House was celebrated by the liberal establishment at the time. Like everything else, it's subject to the same severe double standards that liberals thrive upon. And I mentioned that. That's true about Bill Clinton, and that's why the lawyer, I think, feels pretty confident that this will hold up, because look what happened with the Clintons. So if that can happen with the Clintons, that seems only fair. I mean, it seems only right that it would still stick. So despite the criticisms, I think it stands. I think it's the now court of public opinion, but it's I think that it's, you know, this is what we live with. He wants to appoint people he wants to appoint, period. And that's who he wanted to appoint, the guy who is his son-in-law but happens to advise him, period. And I think the law will probably be on their side, so that's not going to change. So to me, that just is going to blow over, if you will. Hey, coming up later on the show, I want to make sure that I get this in. We've got a great guest coming up from Shield Law, from USA Shield Law. She's an attorney. She's been on with us once or twice, maybe before, in a year. And she talks about the situation with Fort Lauderdale and the horrific shooting there. I'll tell you what, they need to give that kid the death penalty, period, end of story. But, I mean, the video that's come out, it's just so cold and calculating. And now so many people that knew the shooter say, oh, yeah, we knew it wasn't right. And, you know, at one point they took his gun away, this Esteban Santiago. So why did he choose? Here's the first thing I thought. So he flies from Alaska. Why did he choose an airport 4,000 miles away from Anchorage? And what was it that led him to unload two magazines from his Walther 9mm semi-automatic handgun? Just randomly. I mean, why there? Why that moment? What was it? One thing they're saying is it was a planned attack. It was a planned attack. But that's it. Mental health problems, that's come up. He was confronted many times in Anchorage for disturbances, a couple of other nicks here and there. And he checks his, he gets his check bag, goes into the restroom, comes out firing. I mean, just no rhyme or reason. And five people are killed because of that, including a volunteer firefighter from Virginia, a land surveyor from Iowa, a great-grandmother from Georgia. I mean, just unlucky that they happened to be there. Awful. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side for Odds and Ends.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So Clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I got to give you this update. Woohoo! For those Clemson fans out there, too bad for Nick Saban and Alabama. Number 2 Clemson beat Alabama 35-31 in the college football playoffs in Tampa, Florida. First national title for them since 1981. A quick sidebar. I had a conversation with Tommy Bowden the other day, former coach of Clemson. He was the coach for like 10 years. And he said, you know, Deshaun Watson, some of what they're doing, even, and he had ties to both programs because he also coached at Alabama. He said he felt that Clemson had just a little bit of an edge and it would be a really, really close game. By the way, his father, the legendary Bobby Bowden, there's a new book out about him that's supposed to be just incredible. I know mine's on the way. I had the pleasure of interviewing Bobby a long time ago. Of course, a legendary former coach of the Florida State Seminoles. Back when, who knew what was really going on in football programs? Nobody was worried about it, frankly, right? Let's go to Everett in Washington. And a reminder, we have nailed the score because of the excitement over the weekend in the NFL, and as we're deeper into the playoffs, we've got Nail the Score for anyone who's around to wager a guess coming up at the tail end of our second hour. Hey, Everett, how are you?
Oh, great. On that Trump thing, I think he's pretty smart, you know. Get some family around him because all he can trust is blood at the end of the day, like Tony Soprano says, you know.
That is funny. I love The Sopranos, and he did say that. Yeah, it's very mafia-like, right? So, you know what? If you look across at in business, there's massive nepotism. And if you look at politics, of course there's nepotism in politics anyway. How many father-sons went to Congress, helped their kid get elected, etc.? You know, I mean, I'm sure I could dig up a lot of them, but I can name families off the top of my head, and we already know some of them. Obviously, the Bush
Kennedy
family. Yeah. The Bushes, the Kennedys, there's no doubt about that. I was thinking about it. Well, think of, oh, gosh, why can't I think? My mind is going blank. Ron and Rand Paul. I mean, I like Rand. I've had him on the show. But don't you think his father had some help in helping him to want to be elected, having his name out there, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. It's all about the name, recognition, and money.
Yeah, how do you get there?
That's right. And on that long gunman in Florida, I heard he was a sleeper cell for Al-Qaeda and ISIL or whatever Obama calls them. That was just a rumor I heard going around.
Yeah, you know what? People are trying to, I mean, they're trying to say that, but the FBI and the CIA and everybody else connected to trying to know what the intel is, they're saying that's not true. So I don't know. I have a good source at the Pentagon, and he says it isn't true because we always rush to say that. They're saying that he had a lot of mental health issues, and he was doing kind of crazy things in Alaska, to which I would say, I mean, listen, then if somebody took a gun away from him and they said he wasn't right, isn't that what we're supposed to do now when you clearly have a case of that? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And if he is connected to any kind of terrorist cell, oh, that's just disastrous, Everett. I mean, how much of this can we stand?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, he's probably looking out the window and I could see Russia from my house.
Yeah. I mean, just awful. So sad. I mean, sad for the people. How many times are you randomly, you just take a trip once in a while, you're at the baggage claim, you're happy, whatever, you're going off somewhere on vacation, fishing, whatever, and that happens to your family? Awful.
Oh, that could happen anywhere nowadays.
Anywhere. Anywhere. I agree with you.
I know, you can't even find safe to go to McDonald's without thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad but true. Very true. Because look, if we took all the stories and stacked them up, the common denominator is there's no way to 100% say that this couldn't happen anywhere.
So you're a karaoke queen, huh?
I because you know what? I'm a participator. So like I'm a doer. I'll jump in. And if my buddies wanted me to jump in, I'll jump in and do it. But I'm not good. I'd rather swing a golf club any day or do like 10 other things than sing karaoke. But it is, I mean, it's fun sometimes to go. It used to be, remember, just maybe 10 years ago, it was still pretty big. And I think there's still karaoke, but it's not as big as it was. People even got machines.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know. It's ridiculous. You know what's the worst? I will say this. I'm sure everyone listening can relate to this. I know a lot of you have these stories. You're tired. You just got off of work. You're hooking up with your friends, whatever it is. And you go to, you pick a bar and it looks fine. You just want to have a beer or whatever. You go in and you're there and you're having a good time. And all of a sudden the karaoke starts rolling.
Oh, I know. I hate that.
Oh, I hate that. That's happened to me recently. It's happened to me like 3 or 4 times where I didn't know what day it was, that it was karaoke. Everything was great, and then all of a sudden it's karaoke music so loud I can't even hear myself think. And that pretty much disbands the party.
Oh, it does. Then you just want to down your drink and get the heck out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I can't listen to that music in the background where somebody's like if I was doing it, where somebody's butchering it in the background. It's just terrible. Thanks, Everett. That's why I say I think some of you can relate to that. And, you know, I'm a good sport, absolutely. But I'm, it's like when you go, it's like when you make the conscious decision, right, to go into a place like Hard Rock Cafe where I think the burgers are pretty good. Like, I like a good burger and fries. But if I'm going into the Hard Rock Cafe and I'm sitting down with someone I haven't seen in a while, I'm not going to have a voice by the time I leave that place because the music is so cranked up that I'm screaming. You're screaming back and forth at each other to hear each other. So that's what I mean. You pick a place and you go in and it's cool and, you know, low key. Then all of a sudden they crank up the karaoke and everything changes. And, you know, good for them. They're trying to draw people in. And they have different nights. I mean, what do you do if I am the marketing person and I got to have people coming in? Of course, I'm going to try to come up with clever ideas. And if it works, it works. You know, I mean, if it works, it works. It works. Period. That's it. All right. I have to give you a couple of quick hits because I said I was going to give you some odds and ends. So which one do we want? A Denver police horse that died because the cop forgot he was tied up. Oh, that makes me so sad. Or Harry Reid paid a former staff member $7,000 for a capital portrait. Let's go to option two. So what's the scoop on Harry Reid? The scoop is this, $7,000 from campaign funds to paint the capital portrait. That's a no-no. The former Senate minority leader should know that you cannot do that. It was unveiled last month. It was a farewell ceremony for Reid. But the staffer who painted the portrait is going to be in the Capitol. So he did get that check. And the check was cut to him from Friends for Harry Reid, which is a campaign committee for the former senator. Ooh. So, of course, do they not know that reporters are sniffing around for stories? So the Washington Free Beacon noticed it, reached out, wanted an explanation. And, of course, there was no explanation. And even the guy who painted it, it's on his gallery of work on his website. Of course it is, because it's Reid. So, of course, he's going to put it there, right? All right, I got to give you this one, too. I got to give you this. I mean, this is sad. It's just so sad. It's a sad end. The Denver police officer obviously did not intend to do that, but can you imagine how he feels? And so what happened was, he has been punished for leaving the horse without food or water. It became sick. It had to be put down. So they had a disciplinary hearing. The horse was named MC Hammer. He left it unattended for 16 hours. He got distracted doing paperwork, forgot he tied up the horse in a stall in the department barn. So the horse seemed okay when it was fed the next morning, but was later diagnosed with colic and had to be euthanized. The vet couldn't tell if it became sick as a result of being left without food or water. They did a test, and plus the mounted cop realized what happened. It wasn't intentional. Oh, you know, he's got to feel. Here's what I'm thinking. Lost in paperwork for that many hours. Ugh. Can you do straight? I mean, I can get on a roll, but that's a lot of paperwork. Don't you think? I think so. Former guest on this show lost an appeal to reinstate the $1.8 million verdict he received. You know who that is? That would be Jesse Ventura. He did. It's true. The Supreme Court turned away the former Minnesota governor. That verdict was in his defamation case against the estate of slain Navy SEAL and American Sniper author Chris Kyle. So that gets put to bed, if you will. Because remember, a jury had originally sided with Ventura. Now, the case could return to Minnesota for a new trial. There is the possibility of that. Stay with us. We're talking to the U.S. Shield Law attorney I mentioned earlier about what happened in Fort Lauderdale.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America Tonight, and everybody's still trying to make sense of what happened, and you can't really make sense of what happened in Florida at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. I had a friend who was affected by it and had luggage strewn all over the place, but feels lucky that that was what it was all about. It took her an extra day and a half to get home. Sadly, too many lost their lives and others were injured, and now this Florida airport shooting suspect is going to be in a federal court. So the 26-year-old, what we know is he was an Iraq war veteran, and of course he's accused of killing those five people in Fort Lauderdale at a very busy airport, and it's the latest in what we unfortunately see as some people are terming it a gun rampage. And again, he's due in court. Esteban Santiago is his name. He had a history of erratic behavior, and he has admitted to investigators that he had planned out Friday's attack in Fort Lauderdale, bought a one-way ticket from his home in Alaska to carry it out. And that's what we do know. They haven't ruled out terrorism as a motive, and they're investigating whether mental illness played a role. Clearly, I think he was absolutely not right. She's been on the show before. Michelle Byington joins us from U.S. Law Shield. Michelle, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, whenever this happens, what it starts to ignite is this idea of guns, access to guns. Oh, if that wasn't possible, would that have happened? Et cetera, et cetera. So you respond to those kinds of things. What do you say to that when you hear that kind of conversation?
Well, what's to stop this individual from just getting into a car and running into a crowded festival and killing five? Or what's to stop him from grabbing a knife and stabbing five people to death? At the end of the day, there are five people dead, and he chose to use a firearm that he was in lawful possession of. However, if it wouldn't have been a gun, it would have been something else.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. If it wasn't a gun, it would have been something else if he was so intent on doing that. But one thing it clearly, and as you said, it was lawful. Here's the gray area about mental illness and waiting periods and would someone know. But I think it's so difficult to know that for sure if somebody's mentally ill. Is there a history? Is there a record? What are people saying? Because, you know, that's another part of what the discussion is.
Absolutely. So someone who is adjudicated as mentally defective cannot possess and purchase firearms. Now, that takes going in front of a judge and a judge declaring you as mentally incompetent. And before that happens, there are many steps and many processes and procedures that have to take place in order to take someone's rights away because the government says that you shouldn't have them. And it sounds like this individual was at those sort of beginning stages where he was going and talking to the police. He was committed. My question is, was he involuntarily committed or was he voluntarily committed? Because there's a difference there as well when it comes to your legal rights. But we all go through the same sort of due process before we lose our rights. And it sounds like this individual was probably on his way to having his rights taken away. But unfortunately, he decided to act before the state could get that accomplished.
Yeah, so as somebody who regularly advises lobbyists and whatnot on firearms and self-defense issues, what is the thing that you think is the most challenging in your role, or what do you see as the U.S. Law Shield program continues?
Well, the hardest thing is the emotional argument, because any time, I mean, if you saw that surveillance video, it was
awful,
horrifying. Horrifying. And then, of course, there was some video that was taken by somebody's iPhone where you could see these people who were on the floor bleeding out. So when you see those images, it just makes your heart sink to your stomach. And that's the hardest thing to overcome for the gun lobby are these compelling emotional arguments. However, the response to that is, yes, it's horrific what happened. However, we need to look at facts, we need to look at statistics, and we need to look to people's rights. And we can't legislate based on people's emotion. We need to legislate based on facts.
Yeah, that's well said. Based on facts, absolutely. Where do you see a lot of these? See, I see the arguments never stop, obviously. That's why you have the position you have and there's all these conversations. What do you think is the next frontier? I mean, in self-defense, you know, again, I think there's not enough of the stories out there, frankly, of people who have been able to save lives in situations that are horrifying.
You're right. It's frustrating for somebody who is a gun owner, and I represent gun owners daily. It's frustrating to see on the media how demonized the firearm is when I see every day how it does save lives and how it does deter crime. And so it really is a challenge to get sort of that narrative out there against the anti-gun crowd that, you know what, there was a grandmother who had her home broken into, and but for having a firearm, God knows what would have happened to her, right? She was able to defend herself and her home because of that firearm. But you just don't hear of those stories out on the media because it doesn't further the liberal agenda.
Yeah, and now we're seeing a changing of the guard in D.C. What's the thought there? There has to be some conversations about that, I would assume, because now you've got a Republican and Donald Trump coming into the White House, and he's talked about gun ownership.
Yeah, I believe most Americans, with regard to their Second Amendment rights, don't feel like Trump is going to attack them. He's come out and blatantly said that he is not going to attack gun rights whatsoever. And the NRA has come out with, in which Trump agreed, with national reciprocity for handgun licenses, which I think is a fantastic idea. And so we're no longer going to see that sort of pressure or that fear that many people may feel because you hear of Obama demonizing the firearm or, you know, Nancy Pelosi demonizing the firearm anymore, and they don't have the majority control that they did have. And so I think a lot more people may be more comfortable with perhaps using their firearm, being proud to say they're a gun owner because, you know, we've got this Republican swing right now on the federal level.
Yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. All right. Thanks so much, as always, for lending your insight to us here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right. A little more on the story about Santiago. Santiago, of course, is going to be asked if he understands the charges that face him during the hearing. Here's the thing about this. Bond will be set at the Broward County Jail in Fort Lauderdale. Now, here's what's interesting to me. He could face the death penalty if convicted on charges of carrying out violence at an airport, using a firearm during a violent act, and killing with a firearm. But it might be months before prosecutors reveal what actually happens in his future. They've got a couple of weeks to indict him. Then they have to go through the whole death penalty review, all of that. Executions, so you know, have been on hold in Florida since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's death penalty laws a year ago. The Florida Supreme Court overturned a rewritten version of it, I guess, in October. Six people had gunshot wounds from the attack. About three dozen suffered minor injuries in the chaos. Passengers, airport workers fled the gunfire. And they say Santiago arrived on a connecting flight, as I mentioned before, from Alaska, got a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, so you understand what's happening here, from his checked luggage before he loaded it in a bathroom. Horrific. He then jumped back to the baggage claim area, walked while shooting in a very methodical manner, as they say, 10 to 15 times, aiming at his victims' heads, according to the criminal complaint. Information, of course, surfaced just in the last day or two, that police in Alaska took a handgun from Santiago in November after he told FBI agents there that his mind was being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency. Not good. They returned it to him about a month later after a medical evaluation found he wasn't mentally ill. So now there's going to be people very sad by what they let happen or fall loose or were duped or whatever. So you know a little bit about his record. He served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico and Alaska National Guard. He was deployed, as I mentioned before, to Iraq from 2010 to 2011. The Pentagon released all that information. And his relative said, listen, he was acting erratically since he returned from Iraq. And boy, that video that was pushed out, I think I saw it on TMZ, showed him walking calmly past the luggage carousels before he just pulled the handgun from his waistband and started shooting people who fled or dived to the floor. It was one of those, again, one of those horrible things where it's a mass shooting, people are calmly getting luggage, happy, some of them celebrating, doing whatever, and then they're left to question, how could this happen? Why did this happen? All of those questions, and I think there's going to be a lot of questions that surface around them taking the gun from him, but then him getting it back. Oof. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.